Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about how Wall Street's changing and which firms young people want to work for these days.
Ooh, fascinating. It's always intriguing to see how the financial world shifts, especially with Gen Z coming into the picture. So, what's the main takeaway?
Well, it seems like the traditional powerhouses like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan still hold sway. But there's a definite rise in interest for boutique firms and the buy side. Think private equity, hedge funds, that kind of thing.
Buy side, huh? So, less investment banking, more investing in companies directly. Makes sense, given the massive growth of firms like Blackstone and Citadel.
Exactly. Blackstone, for example, went from managing $32 million in assets to over a trillion. That kind of success story definitely catches attention.
I see. So, are the young guns totally ditching the big banks?
Not completely. The article mentions a survey of finance students, and while Goldman and JP Morgan were top mentions, boutique M&A shops like Centerview Partners were also popular.
Centerview. Interesting. So what's driving this shift towards smaller firms? Is it just prestige, or is there something more?
It's multifaceted. Boutique banks are seen as offering more hands-on experience, better work-life balance, and sometimes even better pay. There's also the appeal of not being a cog in a wheel, as one student put it.
That makes sense. More responsibility, greater impact, faster career progression. Those are all attractive prospects for ambitious young professionals. What about long-term goals? Are these students still aiming for the corner office?
Surprisingly, not as much in banking. The buy side, particularly private equity and hedge funds, dominates the long-term career aspirations. And a significant chunk also mentioned entrepreneurship, starting their own businesses or heading up established ones.
So the dream isn't necessarily to climb the corporate ladder, but to build one. I get that. It aligns with Gen Z's reputation for valuing autonomy and impact.
Absolutely. The article also touches on a generational divide in career advice. Younger professionals were more likely to recommend boutique firms, while older mentors lean towards the bulge bracket.
That's interesting. Maybe it reflects changing priorities and a different perspective on risk and reward.
Possibly. It seems like younger professionals are willing to bet on themselves and the potential for faster growth in a smaller pond, even if it means foregoing the established prestige of a big bank.
Got it. So what about the students who weren't sure what they wanted? Any insights there?
Yeah. Some expressed interest in areas outside of traditional finance, like corporate law or even using finance for social good. Others simply wanted a career that allowed for work-life balance and personal fulfillment.
I see. It's not just about the money anymore.
Exactly. And one student beautifully summarized his dream job as wanting to deal with the most complex problems. I think that speaks volumes about the kind of intellectual stimulation and impact this generation is looking for.
Definitely. It's a fascinating shift, and it'll be interesting to see how these trends play out in the coming years. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure, and thank you for listening. We appreciate you tuning in.
Goodbye.